A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Betts with my colleague Bill Raggio, senior fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. He keeps the Long War Journal, I recommend, as a chronicle of events of individual terror attacks, lone wolf terror attacks, unknowns, for example, many years of pursuit of bad actors, such as the East African attacks in the 20th century or the coal attack in the beginning of this. No, it was still the 20th century. It was 2000. And then the war fighting that's going on now in the Middle East, a major distinction between al-Qaeda and these units that are formed. The Houthis are tribal. Hamas certainly is tribal on the basis of the Muslim Brotherhood turning into Hamas. Hezbollah is tribal Lebanese who are used in Syria. But then there's al-Qaeda and ISIS. Now, ISIS is a breakaway from al-Qaeda. It begins with much the same mission. The ambition can be ISIS sees itself as territorial, where al-Qaeda sees itself as global, a global caliphate. And I go to that, Bill, because I need you to help me emphasize that al-Qaeda never went away, that those training camps in Afghanistan are not idle. Is al-Qaeda capable of a transnational attack the way it once was understood in the Middle East? The al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula was seen as a transnational attack. Do we have reason to believe they're planning the similar thing in the training camps in Afghanistan?
Yeah, you know, John, one of the things that's very frustrating in this field is that people will say things, well, al-Qaeda hasn't conducted an attack in the United States in X amount of months or years, and therefore it means they no longer seek to do so. I have to remind people that between the first bombing at the World Trade Center in 1993 and then the 9/11 attack was 8 years. Al-Qaeda is patient. They're committed to their task, which is to establish a global caliphate. The terrorist attacks, the bombings, the rip planes, all of that is merely a tactic in order to weaken the United States. Al-Qaeda is more than capable, if it puts its mind to it, to conduct an attack here in the United States or overseas against U.S. interests, against embassies or businesses or American citizens. Whether it chooses to do so at a particular time is certainly a different story. And I would also remind that our defenses here in the United States, like Homeland Security, whatever problems we have at the airports and intelligence gathering and whatnot, is far better than it was pre-9/11. But that doesn't mean that al-Qaeda does not seek to launch an attack here. You mentioned the training camps in Afghanistan. That's absolutely the case. The infrastructure has been built there. Al-Qaeda was operating in Afghanistan before we even left the country in August 2021. They've merely capitalized on the U.S. exit to ramp up those camps. Al-Qaeda controls large tract of Syria now. The Syrian government, it's not directly al-Qaeda, but an al-Qaeda-linked HTS is in control. You have Somalia, you have all of Africa. You mentioned al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and Yemen. These groups, they continue to exist. They're hostile to the United States and to American citizens. And if they're able, they're certainly would like to carry out a high profile attack here in the United States. And if they believe they can pull one off, they certainly will do so.
And to your information about those Afghanistan camps, which is the only place I know where they're just out in the open training, do they sit around idle, just talking to each other and going to the mess hall, or are they capable of getting more and more sophisticated in their attacks? What are they up to, Bill? Because it's a little maddening to imagine all those bad actors gathered together and not wanting a payoff.
So we have to remember that al-Qaeda's goal is to establish that global caliphate.
Right.
And it does by building emirate after emirate or state after state, Afghanistan, is an Islamic state. Syria is an Islamic state. Parts of Somalia is an Islamic state. That's their, so their training is a lot of training the fighters. After, you know, Saif al-Adil, who is believed to be al-Qaeda's emir, we know he is. Al-Qaeda just hasn't declared it. Last year, he issued a statement telling people, come to Afghanistan to train for jihad in other theaters. Now, what al-Qaeda does is they siphon off individuals that go through those camps. This is how it worked pre-9/11, and it's how it works today. And finds individuals. So those camps are a filtering point. Most of the people that pass through them are fighting in, well, today, probably Pakistan. They're conducting attacks against Tajikistan or going to other theaters and sharing their knowledge. But that those camps give al-Qaeda the capacity to filter out people to conduct terror attacks like we've seen on 9/11.
We have 30 seconds, Bill. At this point, do you expect al-Qaeda to strike the United States?
It's unknowable, John. I would argue it's probably to al-Qaeda's benefit to focus on the local jihad as opposed to the global. Why poke the bear when they're having success locally? Now, again, people will dismiss that and say, well, al-Qaeda isn't a threat to us. It's a problem for Afghanistan or Syria or Somalia or pick your country. I think that's a mistake because ultimately they will turn their ire on us just as they did on 9/11 and numerous other times since.
Bill Raggio, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.